耶稣来到约旦镇，自己曾受教育的地方，按他的习惯，就在安息日那天进了会堂，并站起来要祝福。有人拿伊撒利亚先知书问问他，他从前开书，找到另一处，上天者说：上主的神临于我身，因为他给我报了有人，他与我向贫穷人传告福音，向孤老宣告释放，向盲者宣告和平，使受压迫者获得自由，宣告上主恩慈之年。他把书卷卷起来，交给侍应。就坐下来，会堂外众人的眼睛都注视着他，他便开始对他们说：你们刚才听过的这段圣经，今依应验。Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day as he usually did.He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written: The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, and to the blind view his sight.To set the common broken free, to proclaim the Lord's year of faith. He then broke out the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. This text is being fulfilled to them, even as you read it.
主教祝福聖人，亦都係必須恰當嘅禮儀。算是借宣傳整個教會的積性和地派條件，向全世界散播基督的恩光。所以司徒要代表基督在執事的輔助之下服務天主子民，藉著聖言聖事，特別是借住聖體聖事，使天主子民更有效地叫出他們領洗時所接受的普通施洗經。司徒的被觸性使得司徒超自基督代表基督，並且以基督的位格祝聖請酒成為基督的體現。所以司徒的服務和聖體聖事緊密相連，不但對教會，亦都對世界一項祝福。當神父將自己的生命苦痛連結基督祭的時候，聖祭的效果就顯得更加完美，更加豐盛。今日亦都啱啱好，聖約翰保祿二世教宗返回天鄉十週年，讓我們在聖祭之中感謝天主賜了給我們這位傑出的教宗，亦都請求他為我們轉譜。當教宗的方式說，在他們的生命天主母聖賢孫禮八度的尊重下，不但為獻身者，而且為整個教會提供一封獻身生命儀的願景。教宗邀請我們對過去要充滿感恩，因為很多獻身者和教友都曾經以見證和服務帶給成千上萬未曾接受基督福音者信仰人，對現在要充滿熱情。雖然比之前港市民目前本港獻身者和以領洗的人的數目仲是相當少，但我們仍然應該把握現在，盡力本住愛心和信心提供服務和見證。對將來，只要我們認識和信靠基督，我們必能帶你失望和希望和力量。所以我呼籲大家積極回應教宗的五點邀請。第一，要作福音的喜樂見證；第二，作等於自己彼此相愛的先知；第三，推動教內外的和諧共融；第四，多助窮人和邊緣人士，以及關心有需要的人當中，以創新的方式引導他們去務道傳揚福音，亦都教導他們良好。第五，就加深我們每個人的修精神，以及學習聖母德表一及天主聖言。如果我們都能夠努力這樣獻身生命，將是上次給我們教會和社會的禮物。再者，我們教會的生活數目時時都感到不足夠，難以滿足一些繁重的牧民和福傳需要，因此我們應該齊心合力為聖召祈禱，努力推動聖召，知道事主和喜樂要出自己的獨立生活，是吸引青少年加入修會的最佳途徑。各位主內的兄弟姊妹，多謝你們前來參加今日的感恩聖祭，我再次請求你們為司徒、執事和為聖召祈禱，使我們都能成為最尊敬的生命，將基督帶給別人，以及熱愛聖體的司徒和執事。亦都請你們為司徒、執事和教會之間的緊密合作而祈禱，使到福音得以廣傳， 向前，英国好人就义，喺我哋香港祖国嘅人间。啲人拍马先，埋家都得咗，无私嘅拍马，无私嘅拍马。Brothers, deacons, brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Holy Thursday, our ancient liturgical tradition continues. We, bishops, priests, and deacons, serving in the diocese, come to this assembly at the cathedral, which reflects the apostles around Jesus at the Last Supper.Together to reconfirm our identity and mission by the renewal of our priestly and diaconic promises. I am especially pleased and grateful that our diocese has dropped three of school bishops since last August. With them, our organization and church services can be.As your bishop, I will concentrate the holy order. Some people see this merely as a convenient way of distributing the new order to our diocese. Yet, it is also a symbolic of the fragrance of Christ spreading around the world through his representatives in the ministerial priesthood.Priests, with the help of deacons, are ministers of word and sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist. All the priests are called to love the people of God and to lead them to live more fully their common priesthood in seat and baptism. Priesthood and the Eucharist are indeed connected.The mandate which Jesus gave to his apostles to make his second body and blood present upon the altar continues to be exercised by priests. This is a blessing not only for the church, but also for the wider world. When the church and priests join their sacrifices,to that of the Lord, the fruit of the Christ becomes even more complete and richer. Today is the 10th anniversary of the entrance in the eternal life of our Pope, St. John Paul II. In this matter, let us thank God.For bringing this outstanding Holy Father and requesting him to pray for us. Our Holy Father Francis issued an apostolic letter to all consecrated people last November on the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Mother. The vision provided by this letter makes this year meaningful.Not only for those who live a consecrated life, but also for all of us in the entire church. Pope Francis invited us to look to the past with gratitude. Many efforts, including those who live a consecrated life, have offered their witness to faith and service. They have promised to protect the faith.Tens of thousands of those who did not know the gospel of Christ. For the present, the year calls us to live with passion. In Hong Kong, even though numbers of those who live a consecrated life and offer of Christ are few, we must act now, trying to provide service and witness. As for the future,We have to embrace it with hope as we gaze at Christ and faith in Him, we will bring the people hope and strength. Therefore, I want to urge you all to respond positively to Pope Francis' invitation to five actions. First, believing in the witnesses of the joy of the gospel. The second, be cautious in self-sacrifices and mutual love. The third, promote harmonious relationships both within and outside of the church. And the fourth, be with the poor and marginalized, take care of those who need, guide them in the communities, preach the gospel for them through creative means, and teach them to pray. And the fifth, deepen our own knowledge, learn from the Blessed Father to act according to the will of God. If we can put this into practice, the year of consecrated life will become a gift of God to our church and to society. Furthermore, our diocese is always believing in this. We wish to emphasize prayer and the promotion of vocations. The priests, good examples in life, and the living joyfully in our vocations, we attract young people to pursue their vocation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for being with us during this Christian Mass. May I plead again for your prayers for clergy and for their Christian vocations, so that all of us can live out of the life of Christ, bring Christ to others, and become peace to love the most blessed sacraments. Let us pray also for those cooperation to collaborate between priests, deacons, and the faithful, so that the gospel may be proclaimed effectively. Our church is strong, and the kingdom of God will be realized soon in Hong Kong, our motherland, and the world. Happy Easter, and God bless you.